In this week's Cotton Newsline, four cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
By that, I mean the combination of a marketing loan, direct payments, and countercyclical payments that are at or at least near the levels that we saw under the 2002 Farm Bill. We also have some much-needed assistance for the U.S. textile industry, and that's a program that's been funded by changes in other parts of the cotton program. So we feel like that's an important point in the bill as well.
This is Cut 2, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We've supported this bill. Certainly there are some areas in there that we've had concerns with because this bill does make a number of reforms in the way of payment eligibility and payment limitations, and in particular tightening down on some of the eligibility requirements in the income means test. But we also feel like that given some of the budget and political constraints that are out there, this is, I think, the best bill we could get for the cotton industry and for production agriculture in general. So we are glad to see that the House and Senate move forward with a strong endorsement and a strong passage of the legislation.
This is Cut 3, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
They urged the importance of that vote, and we saw those efforts pay off by this wide margin. I think what we've got to remain diligent in is over these next few days, assuming that there is the veto and that an override vote would likely occur sometime next week, we need industry members to remain vigilant and just continue to put forward the effort, make those calls over the next few days to just reiterate the support, make sure their congressman and their senator maintain that good vote, and we continue to have enough votes for a veto override.
This is Cut 4, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Senators Chambliss and Lincoln, who were diligent in their efforts, and I think took to heart a lot of the industry's priorities and tried to incorporate those, and we did see a number of those incorporated in the bill. Senator Cochran as well, obviously, has worked hard in the bill. On the House side, we had Congressman Etheridge, who was chairman of one of the influential subcommittees that worked hard as well, so we certainly appreciate their efforts through this long process.